I want to talk to you this morning about when God leads a righteous man. When God leads a righteous man. Go with me to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, starting at verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Again, when God leads a righteous man. Let's pray this morning. Father, we're going to see something very powerful in your word this morning. God, I truly believe, Lord, you're going to open this up to our hearts. I believe you're going to encourage hearts. I believe you're going to strengthen hearts. God, I believe people are going to be strengthened by the testimony that is in this man's life, this man named Joseph. God, you do lead a righteous man. God, you do lead a heart that simply wants to honor the Lord. And Father, I just pray, Lord, this is not only Joseph's story, but this is our story. As we set our hearts to walk with you, to love you, to just fulfill your will for our life, God, you're going to lead us. And we give you honor and we give you glory. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me just set this story up. Matthew begins his account by saying, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. And what I want to begin is by saying that all Jewish marriages were at an early age. If Mary and Joseph followed the Jewish tradition at this time, which is it's certain that they did, then Joseph would have been anywhere from 16 to 20 years old, and Mary would have been anywhere from 14 to 16 years old. People were put together and betrothed in Jewish tradition at a very young age. And this really speaks volumes to us. This really speaks about these two young people, Mary and Joseph. It speaks about their great integrity of heart. And it really speaks to us this morning about how these young people, how the Lord could trust them with such a great responsibility. And brothers and sisters, when we love the Lord, we may be young and we may be youthful, but you know what? The truth is, people who are young in the Lord, 15, 16 years old, there can be such a maturity in God and there can be such an integrity in the Lord. And we see this with Mary and Joseph. The Bible says that they were betrothed to one another. And betrothed simply means being engaged. It's what we call being engaged. But in Jewish tradition at this time, it was a little more binding than today's engagements. It was more binding. See, once you was betrothed, you were practically married. Betrothals were a one-year contract set up by the parents, and it was a binding contract. Once you were betrothed, the only way you could get out of it was through divorce. And if during the betrothal the man died, the wife was legally declared to be a widow. So that's how binding this was. So we have Mary and Joseph. They were betrothed to be married. It was by a contract. Their parents made this contract together. And they were betrothed to be married. But somewhere in this binding betrothal, Joseph gets this devastating news that Mary is pregnant. Now, whether she came and told him that this was from the Lord, and the angel of the Lord visited me and said that I would conceive with child from the Holy Spirit, whether she told them or not, when you really look at the story, you can see that Joseph was thrown into shock. You could see that he was thrown into confusion. You can see, really see in this story that he was thrown into turmoil and deep disappointment, that there was just a struggle and a war that was going on in his heart. And ultimately, he was going to put Mary away. So we see this. We see this shock. We see this confusion that had suddenly come into his life. And we see this deep disappointment. And the questions that must have bombarded Joseph's mind. When you really think about this story, the questions that must have bombarded his mind. I mean, he was going to put her away. So you know there were questions that had to bombard his mind. Questions like, who did she commit adultery with? And when did this happen? And why did this happen? All these questions that had come upon his mind and begin to just reap havoc in his mind. So we see that in the midst of this betrothal, we see Joseph really gets hit with this devastating news. But in this time of confusion and turmoil, we see the righteousness of Joseph. We see the righteousness of Joseph. Now I want you to look with me at verse 19 again. Matthew chapter 1, verse 19 says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. So in chapter 19, the Lord describes Joseph here as a just man. Now that word just is a Hebrew word, and it literally means righteous. It means that Joseph was a righteous man. And it simply means that Joseph was a man who was trained to do what was right. Now this is what you have to hear. This is what you have to understand, because if you miss this, you're going to miss the whole message. Joseph was simply trained to do what was right. There was a desire because he had been shaped, he had been molded that way, whether it was by godly parents or by godly influences in his life or maybe by godly leadership. He was trained. He had to do what was right. He was taught to do what was right. And when you really look at this account in Joseph's life, what you see, as hard and as painful as this circumstance Joseph finds himself in, Joseph really wanted to do the right thing here. He wanted to do the right thing. At this time of anger and hurt and confusion, Joseph could have made Mary's family pay penalties. When you go back and you look at history and you look at this time, Joseph could have very well, in his anger and in his indignation, he could have taken her parents to court and have made her parents pay penalties. He could have humiliated Mary to the point that no man would ever want her as a wife. He could have done these things. But Joseph purposed in his heart to do what he felt deep inside was the right thing to do. In his wrath, he withheld his wrath, he withheld his hurt, he withheld his punishment to do what he felt deep in his heart was the right thing to do. Now look at verse 19 with me again. It says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. It said he was minded to put her away privily. And that word minded is a Hebrew word too, and that word actually means planned. So this was something that Joseph planned. It was something that he thought about. It was something that he contemplated because he desired to do the right thing. I believe in the midst of his hurt and in the midst of his confusion and in the midst of his disappointment, instead of being moved by his emotions, he sought the Lord with one desire in his heart. God, I want to do the right thing here. Yes, there's things I don't understand. I'm in confusion. I'm feeling this painfulness in my heart of feeling like I've been betrayed by Mary. But Lord, I put my emotions aside. I don't deny my emotions, but I cling to you for strength because, Lord, I don't want to be moved by my indignation and my hurt and my wrath. God, I want to be moved by the right thing. God, I'm asking you, what is the right thing to do here? And here's the truth that we learn. In the midst of difficulties and confusion and hurt, instead of responding out of emotions, our first step of faith is to respond with God's character. Our first step of faith is to show God's character. Our first step of faith is to seek the Lord for the right thing to do and trust the Lord to show us. Our first step of faith in these times that we may not understand and in these difficult times is saying, Lord, I don't want to be moved out of my emotions. Yes, I have emotions. You've given me emotions. God, I ask you to help me with my emotions, but I don't want to be moved by my emotions. I want to be moved by the right thing. I want to do the right thing here. Now think about this a moment. In times of difficulty and heartache and disappointment, isn't our first step of faith to simply resolve in our heart that we are going to handle it in a godly way? Though it may be very difficult for us and we don't understand what's happening, isn't our first step of faith the purpose in our heart? We are going to conduct our behavior in a way that honors the Lord. God, I don't understand what's going on. And God, I have these things that I have to deal with. But Lord, I want to do the right thing. I want to honor you in this. Isn't that the first step of faith? Isn't that one of the first things that we really have to resolve in times of difficulty? How we're going to respond. And that was Joseph's heart. Joseph was simply, Lord, I just want to do the right thing. Now let's go on. Look at verse 20. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. It says, but while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. So because Joseph was a righteous man, listen, this is the whole crux. I want you to hear this. Because Joseph wanted to do the right thing, in God's time and in God's way, God began to come to Joseph and begin to make plain his path for Joseph's life. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us how long Joseph had to wait. The Bible doesn't tell us how soon the angel came or how not soon the angel came, but the Bible tells us that the angel did come. And brothers and sisters, that's the whole lesson of the story. We may not understand everything that's going on, but if we truly desire to honor the Lord and do the right thing, in God's time and in His way, He will come to our hearts and confirm and make known His path to us. And that's what happened here with Joseph. Beloved, there's a great truth for us to hear and understand and to take hold of. God will sovereignly guide a righteous man. God will sovereignly guide one who seeks to do what is right. In the midst of confusion and hurt, when our hearts are simply to honor the Lord by doing what is right, God will show up. God will come on the scene in His time and His way, and He will make known His path. That's what we learn from Joseph here. The first lesson that we see is that when we truly just want to do the right thing and honor the Lord, God will come and He will make known to us His path. Now, how does the Lord confirm His path to Joseph? How does He confirm His path to Joseph? Well, let's look at what the angel said. Look at verse 20. It says, but while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David. Now, let's just stop there. The angel comes to Joseph and he says, Joseph, son of David. Now, King David was 28 generations prior to Joseph, but the angel stresses Joseph, son of David. Now, why is this so important? Well, the angel is telling Joseph that God has been working long before Joseph was on the scene. He's ultimately telling Joseph, Joseph, what's going on here is much bigger than you. Much bigger than what you see. Much bigger than what you perceive. This is all part of God's very big plan. He's saying, Joseph, God has been working His plan for a very long time, long before you came on the scene. You're just a piece of the puzzle. That's what He's saying to Joseph here. See, here's the wonderful hope. No matter what we are going through, when we have a heart that just wants to honor God and do the right thing, the Holy Spirit will come in His time and in His way and confirm to our hearts that in what we are going through, God is up to something big. And it's not about us, but it's about His kingdom. We're just a small piece of the puzzle. And that's what's happening here with Joseph. Joseph, this isn't ultimately about you. It's not ultimately about what you're having to go through. There's a much bigger picture here involved, Joseph. God has been working this plan long before you ever come upon the scene. And when we have a heart just to love God and do the right thing, there will be a moment in our life when we're going through something. The Holy Spirit will come as we seek to honor the Lord, and He'll begin to unfold this. And He'll begin to tell us, you know what, this just isn't about you. There's a lot bigger picture going on here. Something bigger that your mind can't see and your eye can't perceive. You're just a small piece of the puzzle. But ultimately, God is in control, and He's going to be glorified. It's not about you, Joseph. It's about the kingdom of God and what God is doing. We may not understand everything that's going on, but if we will just wait and trust the Lord, in His time He will come and confirm to our hearts, ultimately He is going to be glorified in our lives. Now, how does the Lord confirm His path Well, secondly, look at verse 20 again. It says, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, says, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. So the angel of the Lord comes and he gives Joseph a clear word. He's saying, Joseph, everything that Mary said is true. Everything that she said is true about the angel of the Lord speaking to her and about the Holy Spirit coming upon her. Everything that Mary has said to you is true. Now, brothers and sisters, my point is simply this. The Holy Spirit, when we have a heart to just do the right thing and we're waiting upon the Lord, not being moved by our emotions, letting God help us with our emotions, but we don't want to act out of our emotions. We really want to honor God and do the right thing. There will be a time that the Holy Spirit will come and He will start speaking clearly into your life. And it's not something you have to guess if this is the Lord. No, there's such a divine witness in your heart that this is God speaking to me. The Holy Spirit can speak to His people and He can speak very clearly to His people. And He can speak to you in a way that when there's so many other voices telling you the opposite thing, you know it's the Lord. You know it's the Lord. Can you imagine how many voices came to Joseph with so many accusations about Mary? And telling them, this is what you should do, and this is what you should do. And you know what? There's so many people who want to truly come and give us advice. They think they know, and they're hearing from the Lord and speaking from the Lord. But you know in your heart when God is speaking to you. It's so clear. And you put away all these other voices, and you say, I just want to honor the Lord in this thing. I want to be obedient to what He's telling me to do. This is what's happening to Joseph, and this is what happens to us. The Holy Spirit can come and speak into your life in such a way that you know it is the Lord. And here we see the angel's word to Joseph is confirmed by the scriptures. Look at verse 22 and 23. It says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And brothers and sisters, this is a wonderful thing. The angel just didn't speak. It was confirmed by Scripture. And whenever the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, speaking something into your life, and you're not flippy, you're not fruity, you're not loopy, you really just walk with God, and you honor God, and you live in simple obedience to the Lord, when God comes and speaks to your heart, He's always going to use the Scripture to confirm what He's speaking. Now, let me just give you this example. This is just the example that I want to give. Me and my wife are in the process of adopting a little boy. You've seen him, Dimir. And I want to tell you something. We've had him for 9 months. And in these 9 months, we have went through a lot of fearful times. We went through a lot of uncertain times. There's been times of great confusion when voices were coming and saying one thing, but we felt the Lord was saying another thing. And there were just times of confusion, there was times of uncertainty, and there's just some very fearful times involved. But the one thing that God has always got us through it and kept us on the path is God has always brought a word to us. The one thing that has really got me through these 9 months of these things that are just coming against us is when my wife comes to me and says, the Lord spoke to me out of His word this morning. Let me share it with you. And we would open the scripture. She would just begin to share with me what God was saying. And there would be such a peace. God would just confirm the word that He put on her heart with such a peace. It has been the word of the Lord. And you see, that's what's going on with Joseph's life. You know what I love about the book of Matthew, the first three chapters? Everywhere you turn, the prophets are being quoted. God is confirming their path with the word of the Lord. And when you truly have that heart of God and the Holy Spirit is speaking in your life, because all you want to do is the right thing and honor the Lord, God will come and speak into your heart and He'll illuminate your path with His word, and there will be peace upon that path. And here's the bottom line. Look at verse 24. It says, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took him his wife. So here's the bottom line. Joseph obeyed because he had a clear word from the Lord. See, Jesus' entire birth in the Gospel of Matthew is simply God speaking, His word confirmed by the Scriptures, and Joseph obeying. And because Joseph obeyed, the plan of God went forth in Joseph's life. Now, this is what I love. Even when the devil tried to work through King Herod and forfeit the plan of God and tried to destroy Christ, because Joseph walked in simple obedience to the Lord, the enemy was rendered absolute powerless in Mary and Joseph's life. And brothers and sisters, I loved Hamp's message last week. Binding the devil is more than just screaming and hollering at the devil. You can try to bind the devil all you want to. What binds the devil is an obedient life. When we walk in simple obedience to the Lord, He is rendered powerless. Oh, you'll go through wars, you'll go through battles, you'll go through trials, He'll come at, hell will come at you, whatever way, in ways that are so furious. But yet when you just simply set your heart to obey the Lord, He is rendered powerless. He cannot touch and forfeit the plan of God on your life. It's an obedient life that binds up the enemy. Joseph heard and simply obeyed. And all heaven was behind him. Now look at verse 25. Just one more scripture. And Joseph knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Brothers and sisters, again we see Joseph's righteousness shine. Joseph did everything to protect Mary, did everything to protect the child. Joseph didn't even consummate his marriage to Mary until Jesus was born. This shows his great integrity. This shows his great patience. This shows his great self-control. This shows that he was a man who simply wanted to do the right thing and honor God and honor the Lord. It speaks volumes about his righteousness. Now, I want to end with this. We talk about the great confirmation the angel played in Joseph's life. But think about the great confirmation Joseph played in Mary's life. Mary at this time was bearing the weight of everything that was going on. The accusations, the gossip, the misunderstandings. And then Joseph comes to her and says, I believe what you said. The angel of the Lord spoke to me. Can you imagine the strength and the comfort and the hope and the renewed faith in her God that rose into her heart? And my point is simply this. When we have a heart to honor the Lord and do what is right, even in the most painful and confusing times, God will lead us and His will go forth in our lives. And ultimately, we will become a great strength to the body of Christ. Now, let me just say this. Later on, we see the great confirmation the Lord continues to give Mary and Joseph. We see the shepherds coming to the manger and talking about the angels we've seen in the sky. We see the wise men coming all the way from the east. And the Lord's giving them great confirmation that they're in the will of the Lord. But it all begins with this, as we saw in Joseph's life. It all begins with just having a heart to honor the Lord and desiring to do the right thing. Though we may not understand everything that's going on, it all begins with just simply saying, God, I want to honor you in this and do the right thing. It's, yes, Lord, this is difficult. This is painful. I have questions that I'm not finding answers to. But in it all, I just want to do the right thing. And that's when God comes in His time and in His way. And He begins to unfold His path and confirm that path with great peace. Stand with me this morning.